This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Knowing who's in the office just by hearing the typing style on their keyboard.
Rough day, Matt?
This is Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Lots going on around here at AMI. Boy, lots of teasing I did at the top of the show, and I feel bad for that. I'm kind of getting things started. Maybe that's why I was, you know, kind of choking on what I had to nibble on. That was so good. Anyway, I guess that's what...
Was it a truffle tree, Kels?
No. I love how that's still in your head. I knew it. The truffle tree. Oh. Okay, so it was in my head, too, along with the big chocolate chip cookie that's the size of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had them. They're amazing. Well, and of course, they take forever to eat. Okay. They take for me forever to eat, for you, half a day. But the point is...
At most.
Oh, good heavens. Watch your intake of all that sugar. Remember what Francis said.
I know.
But then again, you've signed up for cooking classes. Yeah, I wonder if there's one on how to make a big chocolate chip cookie or a truffle tree. Time to visit with one of our community reporters, folks. We do these on Wednesdays and Tuesdays here on Kelly and Company. It's always fun because we get to find out what's going on. And I particularly love it at this time of the year because there's so much stuff. And yeah, I know some places it's similar stuff, but it's always cool. Each region, each organization, each place, the different take they have on it. So let's welcome Julie Martin back here to the program. And she's got news from Pictou County, Nova Scotia. Julie, there's always so much fun when you listen to you guys bring these reports to us. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here. How are you both?
Feeling good. We're having always too much fun. The buildup as we get on the run to Christmas time is a lot of fun on the show, and it's a good time to kind of be here and exploring. And as we can see, topic one for you today is Parade of Lights in the town of Westville, Pictou County. This sounds fun. Now, there's also fireworks to follow this event?
There is. It's happening this Saturday, December 4th at 7 p.m. And I remember the first year we moved here, so it's been just over 13 years, was my first Parade of Lights. And I stepped out of the vehicle, and the church bells were ringing, and the snow was starting to fall. And then this beautiful parade, all the vehicles all lit up, and the music playing. And it really put me in the mood for Christmas. It was a lovely sensory experience for sure.
Wow.
And then afterwards, they have the fireworks. And I must say, in all of Pictou County, Westville definitely puts on the best firework display.
So can I ask... The cars or the vehicles, I'll say vehicles, on the parade route. I just want us to... So everyone, are these a lot of businesses? Are there some personal vehicles? And they're all done up in lights.
They're all done up in lights. Yeah, it's like a traveling Christmas tree show. I've ever seen... sorry, I know I shouldn't say this, but the Coca-Cola train, how it's all... It's just like that.
And right, like the CP holiday
look
train.
Like a vehicle.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
It doesn't even look like a vehicle. It's just all lights. And unfortunately, this year, New Glasgow is not doing the Santa Claus parade, but I do have it on very good authority that Santa may hitch a ride on one of these vehicles. Oh, so,
cool.
If the kids want to get out there and see him.
I think these are great because it's so fun. And again, those of us with vision impairments, you know, some of us are lucky enough still to have some, you know, usable vision. But when you're talking at night, and even if you're down to very little, a lot of time you can still take some of these things in. You're close enough as it passes by you. So really sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's lovely. It's nice to have the old traditions still going. Because yeah. I think this is its 22nd year. So been going for, and people put a lot of time and effort into it.
For sure. And, so, and Danielle McLaughlin and I were talking about yesterday, Julie, the how there's so many different kinds of light festivals or, you know, any kind of thing like this where traditional, but also just really fun around this time. So you want to tell us about the CNIB virtual Christmas party?
I do, because I know there's a lot of work goes into this as well. I'm guessing not as much as what's for you and your party, Ramya.
What?
I'm actually... I can't believe how much work you put into this, to the Kelly and Company Christmas party. Anyway, I digress. The CNIB Christmas party this year is virtual, which I'm quite happy about because otherwise it's a two-hour drive to Halifax and then a two-hour drive back. Like, it's just not feasible, right, logistically. So this year it is... virtual. It's December 7th from 3 till 5. So there's going to be, you know, conversation and music and fun and games and just hopefully everybody has a really good time and connects before everybody gets busy over the Christmas season. If you want to be a part of that, to get the either someone to call and join you into it, or if you want the Zoom information, please contact Jeff DeVilla at 902-456-5982 to register.
Nice. Takes a lot of creativity because people are looking forward to things like this, right? Virtual or not.
Yes.
I mean, of course, this year, most likely virtual, but you know, it takes a lot of, you're talking about the Kelly and Company Christmas party, the same thing, like some people were there in person like a few years ago. So now it's like, we're trying to bring back that same kind of festiveness and fun, but do it this way.
Yeah. And you did a great job last year. It's going to be even better this year, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot of work. I recognize that it's a lot of work for you guys to do that. But we appreciate it. All right, topic number three. I don't want to run out of time.
Okay.
We do get pushing, don't we? We're like, okay, and by the way.
So I'm thrilled to announce I'm chair of the Accessible Library Advisory Committee for Pictouan and Gnish Regional Libraries. And there is a new library that's going to be breaking ground and being built in the spring in Pictou. It's going to be attached to the DeCoste Centre, and it is going to be the first cultural hub of its kind in Nova Scotia. I mean, the plans are phenomenal. And of course, because we've got a blank slate, accessibility is a hot topic. And what's going to be included and what we can do and what have you in this new library. And last Wednesday, we were presented with, from the Sullivan Harris Hospital Memorial, Memorial Hospital Foundation, presented us with a check for $100,000 to be used just on accessibility for this new library. So I'm just over the moon, absolutely thrilled that people are actually recognizing how important accessibility is for all. So
I always get curious about when you see something like that and it's earmarked specifically for such an endeavor that we know as disabled people, how important that inclusion is, how it can be really baked into anything you're putting together when it comes to built environments and things like that, something that just could be included, something that shouldn't even be, it should be just not even have to be, I don't want to say thought about, because obviously every place you're building, you want to think about where is the best place to put this, to do that, but it should be in that first nature. It just should be part of any design. Yeah. Is there a particular reason that we know of why this money is being donated, such a sum, why it is so important and recognized from the hospital, you know, from the, that this is what the, you know, from the Memorial Hospital Fund, why this is so important, like why they recognize that.
I think because, I mean, like I said, right now it is a very hot topic in Nova Scotia because of Bill 62, but I get invited to go and speak at a lot of, you know, like the Community Health Board and at Mental Health and other places. And I think it's just realizing that this is something that we faces all of us at some point or another. It's not necessarily a permanent disability, but, and especially as we're aging, and we are an aging community, how important it is. And for the young ones that are being, you know, that are facing life right from the get-go with certain challenges, it's just really nice that people are recognizing that we all have different abilities and we can make a space work for 98% of the people.
So great. A wonderful, what a wonderful feeling. You must have been standing on top of, you know, the clouds when it comes to being able to have that honor of collecting that check.
I just, I tell you, it's so nice to know that people are really listening and hearing what's being said about accessibility.
Fantastic.
It is. It's lovely. It really is.
Best of the season to you. Really, congratulations on that wonderful report of great things. Enjoy the lights, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Stay safe.
Remember to check out our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo, for all the information from today's report. Community reporters visit with us on Mondays and Tuesdays here on Kelly & Company. You know, Rum, I have to stop and think a lot of time when I see this, how much help I think organizations see. Let's get accessibility, because it includes so many different people and circumstances. You know, there seems to be a little more of that than just specific necessarily, even though all specific charities, we need that too. But this is a great way to help multitude of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Very specific causes, very specific, you know, wants and needs being met. It's really incredible that when I hear things like this, you know, we want it to go here or there, the kinds of impact that it'll make.
One of the leading causes of blindness among Canadians is diabetic retinopathies. And according to a recent survey, 76% of Canadians are unaware of this eye disease. We're going to learn a little more next here on Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.